Hi, I'm Nolan, and welcome to the second edition of the Pirate Weekly Podcast. Before we begin, I'm going to define what a podcast is for those of you who don't know. A podcast is an audio file. Clearly, there are no visuals accompanying our words, just our voices. In this pirate podcast, we'll be hosting interviews, talking about new articles, and may even be reading a story once in a while. Soon, we'll be releasing a survey to get your feedback on what you want to listen to during Advisory B. Let's get started. This is our last call for the 2016-2017 trip to Italy in April. The parent enrollment meeting will take place at PCSS2 in the cafeteria on Wednesday, November 2nd. If you cannot make it, email the coordinator, Mr. Francis, at jfrancis@pioneercss.org. Once again, we are collecting donations for Veterans Day. Keep in mind to bring in your donation to support those who patriotically fought for our country. Now on to Teddy with the weather.
Hi, it's Weather with Teddy. Today's Tuesday, we have a high of 55, low of 48, and mostly sunny. On Wednesday, we have a high of 64, low of 49, and partly cloudy. On Thursday, we have a high of 59, low of 48, and scattered showers. On Friday, we have a high of 54, low of 43, and scattered showers. Now here's Eris with the sports.
At last, the fall sports have come to an end. Congratulations to all of our fall athletes for their effort. We're proud of you all. And today, be sure to go visit the boys versus girls soccer scrimmage after school. Here's Manon with the Halloween stories.
Hey guys, in the spirit of Halloween, we're going to be reading some short, scary stories. Growing up with cats and dogs, I got used to the sounds of scratching at my door while I slept. Now that I live alone, it is much more unsettling. The last thing I saw was my alarm clock flashing 12:07 before she pushed her long, rotting nails through my chest, her other hand muffling my screams. I sat bolt upright, relieved it was only a dream. But as I saw my alarm clock read 12:06, I heard my closet door creak open. I always thought my cat had a staring problem. She always seemed fixated on my face, until one day when I realized that she was always looking just behind me. All right, guys, thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.